This hour, KISU presents ASISU Speaks, a program specifically designed to discuss topics and issues related to Idaho State University from a student's point of view. The views and opinions expressed this hour are not necessarily those of Idaho State University or KISU-FM.
Support for KISU comes from Lookout Credit Union, the Southeast Idaho credit union that has the educational community in mind. It provides financial solutions to ISU students, faculty, staff, alumni, as well as local school district teachers, students, and many others. Lookout Credit Union currently has 2 branches and 7 ATMs on ISU's Pocatello campus for immediate access when required. Lookout Credit Union, formerly ISU Credit Union, continues the legacy of serving the educational community.
Welcome back to another episode of ASISU Speaks. My name is Nayeli Alvarez, and this week I am interviewing the ASISU Senator for the College of Science and Engineering and a sophomore studying computer science, Pawan Acharya. Hi, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you, Nayeli. I'm very excited to speak with you here.
Oh, I am too. I haven't met you yet, but I actually interviewed the VP for ASISU, Dre, yesterday. And he only had great things to say about Senate this year and just how hardworking the senators are and just how focused you guys are. And so I'm super excited to talk to you and get to know you a little bit more.
Okay. Was it very exciting yesterday with Dre?
Oh, yeah. I absolutely love Dre. I've known him since I came to ISU. And yeah, he just talked you guys up so much. And I could just see how proud he was that you guys have put in the work. And even though this Senate year wasn't traditionally a normal one, you guys couldn't necessarily focus on events and focus on, in-person things, but you guys still came together and have been working on resolutions and bills every single week and trying to do anything internal for the student body, which I think is absolutely phenomenal. So I'm super excited for this interview. Awesome. So let's get to know a little bit about you. So you are originally from Nepal, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Perfect. So how did you hear about ISU? Because I'm originally from Idaho, so I know that Idaho is not on the radar for anybody, even in the U.S., let alone outside the U.S. So I'm always so surprised when people go from all over the world and end up in small little Pocatello. So how did you hear about ISU?
The first thing is from my high school, I didn't have that much time to apply for college, so I have a little bit time. So in that time, I applied 5 colleges, and most of the deadline for the college have already passed. So I only got from ISU and one more university from here, and I didn't have much choice. And after that, I went to the website of the ISU and I asked with other Nepalese who are here. So after that, I just knew that this is a good college and I feel like I can do my bachelor's over here,
Yeah. How big of a culture shock was it going from Nepal and then ending up in Idaho?
Yeah, it's quite different. Back in my country, we usually have Hindu cultures. And, most of the people when I came here, they asked me if I have climbed Everest. And my answer would be, of course, no. Because it is a difficult task to climb Everest. And
it's hard to even climb a mountain. Especially since Pocatello is all on hills, I get out of breath just walking around campus, let alone climbing the biggest mountain in the world.
Yeah, that was the common question asked here. And I feel the first time I came here, there was a orientation program and it was so good. I feel everyone is welcoming me here and everyone is kind. There was not that much culture shock in the very first year. And there were a few Nepalese people over here. So of course the culture is different from the Americans and the Nepalese, but it was welcoming, kind, and, exciting.
That makes me so happy to hear. I know the Nepalese, kind of the Nepalese community here is super strong, super loving. And so it just makes me happy that you already had like a good support system. And I love our orientation programs. I was a part of NSO for 1 year, and NSO is New Student Orientation for those who don't know. And I thought it was really cool to get like introduced to ISU and kind of just get like accustomed to this university. So I'm glad you had like a really good transition here and found like a family a little bit away from family, you know?
Yeah. Also, I like there were my few friends from around here in the Pocatello, and they invited me for Christmas and Thanksgiving, which was like totally different thing for me. It was the first time that I was experiencing that, you know.
And yeah. So, what was your first Christmas and Thanksgiving like?
In the Thanksgiving, it was so good. Like they invited me for in the chores, and I went to chores. I saw how like people gather in the source and how they like, you know, how they sing in the source.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, of course. And in the Christmas too, we went for skiing. We did skating. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, like ice skating?
Yeah.
What was that? I've only been ice skating once, and that was when I was like 10. It was fun. I was just always afraid of the blades of the ice skates.
I kept on falling like 20 to 25 times, you know, because I didn't know how to do that. It was my first experience, and my friend tried to like teach me how to do this, but it was very, very fun.
Would you ever go again?
Yeah. Yeah, I like adventures. Of course, I would try that.
And you sound adventurous.
Yeah, I'm planning to like do a lot of adventures, like bungee jumping and paragliding. Though I have not done it yet. So yeah, I like adventures. Wow.
Dang, that sounds terrifying for me because I'm afraid of heights, but. I'm always just amazed when people can actually go do that because I can't even imagine that rush, like all that adrenaline, like if you're going like paragliding and just, you know, jumping off that cliff or whatever you're jumping off of and then just like flying over like the whole city. I think that's so cool. So when you do, you should definitely take some pictures, post it to the ASISU Instagram page.
Yeah, of course.
That's so awesome. So I'm guessing that do you like Pocatello's like outdoorsiness? There's a lot of like outdoor activities to do here. I mean, when I interviewed Ayush at the beginning of last semester, he was talking to me about how the only thing that kept him sane during the first lockdown was being able to go on walks and go on hikes and be outside. So do you enjoy that part of Pocatello?
Yeah, the most, like, I like hiking, but I like biking too. So I went biking like many times. So I like the City Creek trails, and there are a lot of trails around here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it was so fun. Like I have a few videos of like doing biking too, and it is so fun. I like biking.
That is so cool. I like biking as well. I just don't know if I can do like the off-trail biking just because I'm clumsy. I have the worst eyesight and I feel like I trip over the smallest things like a rock in the ground. But biking City Creek would be really fun actually. So I might add that to my list of activities to try.
Have you like done around here?
Like on biking?
Yeah.
I haven't gone biking in like a couple years. My dad used to live out in the kind of the middle of nowhere, and so my siblings and I, we all had bikes, and we would have to like ride our bikes for like 7 miles to go to a gas station and get some treats and then bike all the way back. And so that was kind of our summer activity. And after that, like since I came to college, I haven't biked as much. I've thought about it, especially since all my classes are at the bottom, like on lower campus, so I would just have to ride downhill to get to them. Like that would save so much money instead of paying for a parking pass.
Yeah. And also we have to wait like May or April or May to like fully bike on the trail because it's It's cold now, so.
Yeah, but like luckily it hasn't, this is the least snowy winter I've ever experienced in my entire life here.
Yeah. So. Yeah, previous year it was so cold, and one of my friend, Karen, she told me that I brought snow very early that year. It was kind of funny.
Oh yeah. I do not like snow that much, and so I'm actually pretty grateful that it's not that snowy. My first winter at ISU, it was probably the worst snow I've ever seen. Like everything was covered, like my car was getting stuck on every single turn, and it was just cold, and then walking to campus was like just miserable. But you know, this winter no one's on campus and there's no snow, so it's it kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Well, it makes me really happy that you like have found so many activities to like do here in Pocatello and make the best of it. Yeah. So what made you decide to go into computer science?
So back in my high school, in my country, I did biology. So it was like a 2 years high school, and I did biology, and I was about to go to medicine.
Ooh.
Then I tried like a couple of time to get scholarships for that. And then unfortunately I had different like situations that I couldn't go to medical school. So after that, my mind like changed, and I thought like I could do chemistry either. And then like my mind was like to everything, you know, like all majors, and I wasn't about to like decide anything. So I thought for chemistry, I thought for mechanical engineering. And when I came here, I went to mechanical engineering too. And then after that, I thought that mechanical engineering is so broad, and I feel like coding is better than that. So I went to computer science.
Wow. You have like the mind for every single science type of major. Like you just ran through pretty much every STEM major that ISU offers. And you're like, you know what? Let me just do computer science. I can do it all, yeah. But I'm just going to do computer science.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
I was into every engineering program, and I felt like I can do anything, like electrical engineering or civil engineering. That was like, I was not able to decide anything whether to go or, and now I am in computer science, and I think this is my last decision.
So you really like it? Well, so far in your program.
Yeah, now I like coding, and my classes are going so good. I like it.
That's so cool. In my major, so I do communications, and we have a like web coding class, and I opted not to take that class because I'm not a math brain. Like I get stressed out when I have to do even the most like basic math, and so it blew my mind just people putting in these codes and like pulling out full out websites right after and like making any kind of like computer thing be able to do what they want with their code. And I think that's super cool. And plus we're in this like new stage of technology where like everything is going online. Everything's going to need everybody's going to need a computer scientist soon. So I think you picked the right major.
Have you taken any mathematics 8?
No, I have not.
Okay.
What are those like?
Calculus. I took
like the general ones, but I barely passed. Like I'm not even afraid to like announce like I got a D- in both of my like math generals, and that got me the grade, and I'm like perfect. I never have to touch a math class again.
So you are super afraid to like toss it now?
Yeah, I mean, like, if you want me to go give a public speech, if you want me to plan an event or like do that, I can do that for you. But if you need me to solve like a calculus equation, like, it's not gonna happen.
Yeah, I can imagine you are in the like right spot right now.
Oh yeah, like and like you, I went through like a bunch of different majors as well. Like, I went through psychology. I came to ISU originally to do psychology, but again, I couldn't do the stats part of it. I had a hard time understanding stats and the math behind it. And so I tried sociology, and I'm just too emotional for like that and like social work. And then I ran into the communications department, and I was like, what, like nearing my junior year after switching so many times. And now I just feel like I'm at home. So it's a long journey, but then once you find that degree that works and that you like and that you enjoy, it's like not even like work really. It's just like, cool, I'm learning stuff I want to learn.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so I think you sound just super energetic. I know anybody who gets you after graduation is going to be super lucky to have you on your team. So
yeah, thank you for like motivating me more.
Of course, like, you're motivating in like yourself. Like, you moved across the world to be here, and you're just so positive, and you're just exciting, and you're adventurous, and you can do computer science, which is
yeah, let's see. I'm in my sophomore year. Let's see how it goes.
Yes. Well, I can't wait to keep up. So let's switch topics a little bit, because we got to hear about you. So let's talk about you joining student government and your journey into that.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. In the first year, I was secretary in the International Student Association. It was my first student organization over here. And that time we didn't have Corona, so we really like did a lot in the International Student Association. I was secretary, so I used to reserve the rooms. I used to do a few paperwork, and I used to like communicate between different bodies in the campus and to the students. Mm-hmm. And we also did a huge event, which was International Night.
And oh yeah, that was you.
Yeah, we were there, and it was so much good. It was a fantastic event.
Yeah. So what did you think of International Night? I think that is such a cool event that's ever been on campus. It's like, it's showcasing all the brilliant international minds that we have, and actually celebrating you guys. So what was the experience like putting that together and then actually getting to go to it?
You know, like, many cultures, many food, and dance, singing, you know, many exciting things, you know. And of course, it was my first year, and learning many cultures and different traditions, how they cook, and like managing every other stuff was also my task. So it was very, very good. It was very good, and I loved it. I invited many friends from around here who are Americans, and they also enjoyed. They thanked me for inviting them, and it was so good.
Oh, I love that. I am so sad. So I wasn't able to go to any International Nights because I worked at night jobs for my whole college career. And this is the first year that I'm like, oh, I don't have a night job. I can solely focus on school and events. It's my senior year. And then Miss Rona came into town, and I can't go to any International Nights. Like, I wanted to go to like the Diwali Festival. I wanted to go to all of them, and we can't. So like that's like a little bit of a fear of missing out for me. But I'm glad that you had a hand in like getting it going and like being a part of the actual program and then getting to enjoy it, because it's fun. Like, it's great getting involved.
Yeah, and International Student Association was like my opening journey for the leadership. So it was good, and then after After that, I thought that I would run for ASISU from the College of Science and Engineering. And I planned for it. And then there was election and voting. So after that, it was a like happy moment when I like win the election, and I was a senator from College of Science and Engineering.
Yes. How did your election go? My 2 years that I served in Senate, College of Science and Engineering always had the most people running. Like there would be like 6 or 7 people running for that college.
Yeah. I think that time there were 4 people, 4 or 3, I don't know. But there was like voting competition among us, and it was just a few difference in the votes, you know. And I think I got 33 votes, and one of my other like a senator, he got 39 votes, and the other like 25 votes.
Oh dang!
Yeah,
those are so close. My years that I ran, I literally won by 1 vote for both years.
which college was it?
I did a College of Arts and Letters, and so there usually isn't that many running, but it was close both years that I ran. So it's like, congratulations, you got like some of the most votes. So that's freaking cool. So how has Senate been? Like, I know it's different since, you know, which we're in a unprecedented time.
Yeah.
So how have you been dealing with it, and how has it been?
You know, COVID is around all over the world, so it has been quite different. Like previously, we used to go to the some room for our meeting. Now we usually do it from our home through Zoom meetings. So it has been like a bit difficult situation as well as challenging situation for us. So we can't really like talk to students in the college, but we are like asking if the students have any issues or any problems in their class. And we are also distributing masks. So we distributed like, I think the college gave us 500 masks. And I think we distributed a lot of them. We were in the student union building. Yeah. And beside that, we also provide feedback to like different bodies in the college. You know, there are a few issues that usually need to be discussed by us so that it would be, like, get a good solution to, you know. And beside that, we have passed few resolutions, you know. Now there are like fantastic people, like fantastic senator team. So they are really doing good, and I appreciate all of them.
I've heard you guys have been like doing a lot of work. I've been keeping up with the ASISU Instagram page, and the senator who runs that, Sam, like, she does amazing because she posts your guys' weekly resolutions, and she posts what you guys have actually worked on and what you guys have passed, and you guys are making waves. I can tell you, like, in my 2 years serving, we did not get nearly as much pass as you guys have.
Yeah, now we have much followers, and Sam is like working very nice. She is like doing a lot of work towards, and like many students know what ASISU is, what we are doing, and I see like a couple of my friends, they talk about ASISU, they know what we are doing, and they also like ask me about what is going on, like what are you guys doing on. So what I do is like I just tell them what we are doing, and if they have any problems, they can come to our meetings too, you know. Also, election is coming soon, and I try to inform many students around here, and I'm doing that in my classes too. I'm like informing students that ASIC election is coming soon, so if you want, or if you have like that passion, or if you like to bring something like some change in Bengal community, please like run for elections, run for senator, so that it would be a great opportunity for everyone, you know?
Yes, get involved. It's so fun. Like being a part of Senate was probably one of the best decisions I made. So I highly recommend running for elections as well, if you feel like you want to. So yeah. Awesome, Pawan. Is there like any like last words you want to say for this interview?
To like tell every student that involving in ASICU is a really important thing, and you get to know a lot about student government. You get to know people, you get to connect with different people, and you would also know about how American government runs, how like Senate meetings are done, and there are a lot of stuff that you learn from this government. So I would encourage, and I would tell everyone like to run for elections, you know? And also, if there are any problems, you can email us, or you can call, you can be in our meetings. You can always email me. My name is Pawan, and of course, you can email me. Or right now we can't meet in person, but I think that's the only way. And yeah, everyone have a great semester. And I'm very like glad to be here in the Pocatello and in ISU.
I love that. Thank you so much for being on the show. You've been a phenomenal guest.
Yeah, thank you so much. You are a really nice host. Thank you.
Thank you.
Support for KISU comes from Lookout Credit Union, the Southeast Idaho credit union that has the educational community in mind. It provides financial solutions to ISU students, faculty, staff, alumni, as well as local school district teachers, students, and many others. Lookout Credit Union currently has 2 branches and 7 ATMs on ISU's Pocatello campus for immediate access when required. Lookout Credit Union, formerly ISU Credit Union, continues the legacy of serving the educational community.